This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Christmas Eve, Tuesday morning, December the 24th of 2024. Hopefully your Christmas Eve is off to a fantastic start. Hopefully if you have any travel, that goes very, very smoothly. And hopefully it's going to be the start of a wonderful couple of days. As, again, this time of year, chance to come together, chance to just be with people that you care about, show that you care about, and hopefully, again, everything is going very, very well for everybody out there. And glad you could be with us here for hour number two, the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at the end of the hour, even though it's Christmas Eve, we still have to do our number for the day quiz and our daily history lesson, see if Ian can go into Christmas with a big W. In fact, we're giving Ian plenty of chances to go into Christmas with big W's as we've been playing a lot of Christmas trivia here today. We're going to continue to do that, but we will have that number for the day quiz. And actually, this week it's a little different because normally for you to our percentages are a little different because we normally have 5 days in the work week. But because we are having a special Celebrate the Holidays with Civic Media starting later today and going through tomorrow, we won't have a show. And I'll give you more details on that here in just a moment. But that means there's only four chances for you to play the number for the day quiz this week. If you get four out of four, it's still a perfect week. That would still be a record. That would still be perfect. And that would still be worthy of a great celebration.
Absolutely.
But so again, it's just the numbers are a little bit different. That means you still have to get two right in order to be above 33%, but you have one less chance to get to two. So it makes it actually a little bit harder. So it's a little easier to get perfect, but it's harder to get to a passing grade.
So that's true.
In the end, we'll see how it all shakes out by the time we get to Friday. But as I said, we are having special programming starting today. The Civic Media News Talk Network is getting festive this year, starting at 6 p.m. today. Throughout the entirety of Christmas Day, the entire network, including 98.9 WXCO, will be playing your favorite Christmas classics. So tune in for a holiday special of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 4 until 6 p.m. today. And then the network goes full-blown Christmas music for more than 24 hours. So keep the Civic Media Network on throughout the holiday. We'll still have news, weather, and sports updates at the top and bottom of the hour, but then everything else will be Christmas music, starting at 6 p.m. today and going through all of Christmas Day tomorrow. So something to look forward to when we get things underway. So fantastic stuff. But let's play a little bit more of our Christmas trivia, because you are doing very, very well at this point.
Thank you.
And I'm going to need you to... I lost track of the time here. I'm going to tell you right real fast. Let me know we're about a minute to go in the segment, because I want to make sure we get enough of these Christmas questions in. So let me keep an eye on that. I lost track of it here myself. But you have 19 right and 10 wrong so far. So you're well above the break-even mark. So you're doing very well. But as I said earlier, as we go deeper and deeper, the questions will get harder and harder as well. But our next question is, in the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, what incriminating evidence was found on Grandma's back?
Hoof prints.
Nope. Claws marks.
Oh.
Claws marks. So that's
interesting.
How many reindeer are featured in the poem "Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
Eight.
That is right. No Rudolph. Just the
not
the,
yet.
The no, main I, eight.
It's a different story.
No, that was a bit of a trick question. So, what traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Hmm. Is that mistletoe?
It is. It is mistletoe.
I was thinking either mistletoe or holly, but I think mistletoe is, because I know the origin of mistletoe, and it's not a pretty one.
That's, then we will not share it.
Yeah.
Our next question, as we play some Christmas trivia with Ian, in the Muppet Christmas Carol. Have you seen the Muppet Christmas Carol?
It's my absolute favorite Christmas movie.
Well, then you should get this right. Who played Scrooge?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is correct.
Fantastic actor.
What beverage company has been using Santa Claus in its advertising since 1931?
Is that a Coca-Cola?
You are correct.
I remember those old Christmas Coke commercials.
So you're doing very well. 18 right and 11 wrong. So
okay.
Well above 500. According to a legend, what holiday goodies were shaped to resemble a shepherd's staff as a way to remind children of the shepherds who visited baby Jesus?
Candy canes.
Candy canes is right. So 19 right and 11 wrong. What 2003 film follows a hard-living mall Santa?
Okay, I haven't seen this one, but I think I know the title. Is it Bad Santa?
It is Bad Santa. Sorry.
Does that have a Billy Bob
Billy Thornton? Bob Thornton, exactly right.
I think I've seen the trailer for that one.
I've seen it. It was very good, funny. in the 12 Days of Christmas, what are there 11 of?
I believe it's 11 Pipers Piping.
It is. 11 Pipers Piping. What classic Christmas carol contains the lyric, "Strike the harp and join the chorus"?
A Deck the Halls.
That is right. Well, I got here 15, 20, 20, 27 right and just 11 wrong.
Nice.
In the Chipmunk song, what do the chipmunks want for Christmas besides a plane that loops the loop?
Well, Alvin wants a hula hoop.
That is right. Which of Santa's reindeer was the subject of a 1989 movie starring Sam Elliott?
Ooh. Which
one?
Trying to think of the obvious answer.
I've never heard of this movie, but apparently in 1989, one of Santa's reindeer was the subject of this 1989 movie starring Sam Elliott.
I'm going to guess a comet?
No, Prancer.
Oh. There you go. You learned something new.
Whose recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer topped the U.S. charts in 1949?
Ooh. That's a tough one, but... so many choices. This is... I'm not sure.
It is Gene Autry. So Gene Autry.
Oh, that I did not
The singing
know.
Cowboy. All right. In the song "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," what type of pudding is called for?
A figgy pudding.
That is right. Boy, you know these things. I would not know that. In the 1966 television special "How the Grinch Stole Christmas," what monster movie legend did the voice for the Grinch?
Boris Karloff.
That is right. A booklet printed by Montgomery Ward featured the first appearance of what beloved Christmas character?
Can you repeat the question just one more time?
Yeah. A booklet printed by Montgomery Ward. That was an old store, like a department store. But a booklet printed by Montgomery Ward featured the first appearance of what beloved Christmas character?
I guess Frosty the Snowman?
Nope, Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
The celebrated Christmas truce temporarily halted fighting during what war?
What war? Is that the Revolutionary War?
Nope, that would be a World War One.
Oh.
I gave you one that was right. I put one in the right column that was wrong. I had to change that here. In 1996... what toy with origins in Sesame Street was a sensation at Christmas time?
The origins of Sesame Street.
It became a major toy that everybody wanted in 1996.
Oh, gosh. Was that the Tickle Me Elmo?
It was Tickle Me Elmo.
I thought it sounded familiar.
How much time do we got?
We got about... 1:15
All right. Let's get a couple more questions in. True or false? Okay. This would be easy. Okay. Studies show that the average American gains 3 pounds over the holidays.
True.
False. It's closer to 1 pound.
Oh, wow.
What word for Christmas or a Christmas carol was borrowed from French?
What word?
Yep. What word? For Christmas or a Christmas carol?
Oh, gosh, I did not know. That I do not know, actually.
Noel.
Noel.
Noel, Noel. All right, so where do we stand here? You got
15, 20,
25, 30. 32 right and 16 wrong, so
wow.
67%. What we're going to do is we're going to do one more segment of Christmas trivia. We'll do that coming up next. So then we'll, at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson. So more Christmas trivia with Ian coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Here on this Christmas Eve. And again, don't forget, starting at 6 o'clock, you can keep the radio on for Christmas music throughout the Christmas Eve evening and then throughout Christmas Day as well. Special programming starting at 6 p.m. going for, that'll be 6 hours plus 24, so 30 hours straight of Christmas programming here on 98.9 WXCO and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Always something to be tuned into.
Absolutely. Just to be able to relax as you open up the gifts tomorrow morning or tonight. Some people open up their gifts on Christmas Eve night, others on Christmas morning, and to be able to have some great Christmas programming in the background here with 98.9 WXCO.
Yeah.
And also in the spirit of the season. We are spending a lot of time this morning playing some Christmas trivia with Ian, and he's doing very, very well. He has gotten 32 right and just 16 wrong. So for every one he gets wrong, he gets two right, which is 67%, so way, way ahead. But as I said, the deeper we go into this, the harder the questions get. So we're going to spend a few more minutes and – finish things off with our Christmas trivia here with Ian.
Okay.
All right. In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey?
Oh, the neighbors. Is that the Johnsons?
Nope, the Bumpuses.
The Bumpuses. Okay.
What figure from English folklore came to be associated with Father Christmas? Oh, I gave you the answer. Excuse me. Again, I had put the wrong check mark. I put it under right instead of wrong, and I was, so we're going to skip that one. I would say the question was, what figure from English folklore came to be associated with Santa Claus, and the answer was Father Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Name, this may be before your time. I remember this, actually.
Let's go give it a shot.
Name the animatronic cassette-playing bear toy that every kid wanted for Christmas in the mid-'80s.
Was that a Teddy Ruxpin?
It was Teddy Ruxpin.
I used to have one of those when I was a kid. My sister and I would listen to those.
Yep, that is correct.
I remember those stories.
In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion?
That was Hermie, wasn't it?
It was Hermie. Of course it was Hermie. According to the folklore of Austria and other countries, what horned figure punishes naughty children at Christmas time?
Krampus.
That is right. Boy, I wouldn't have known that one.
There's actually a movie. Actually, there's a lot of movies that are based on the legend of Krampus.
Yeah. Actually, I was saying, when I said earlier that you had only 12 wrong, I was actually, you have 17 wrong. So you have 35 right, 17 wrong. So that's where
we're
doing
pretty good.
Yes, I gave your percentage a little too much the earlier. So, but you've raised it up, still close to 67%. In the TV special How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what three words best describe the Grinch?
Stink, stank, stunk.
That is exactly right. All right. What well-known Christmas carol became the first song ever broadcast from space in 1965?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Nope. Jingle Bells.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I was thinking. That's okay. It's okay. Honestly, I'm doing pretty good right now.
Yes, you are. What Christmas carol does the Peanuts gang sing at the end of A Charlie Brown Christmas?
Hark, the Herald Angels Sing.
That is right. I said we weren't going to talk politics, but this has a little bit of a political slant to it, but it's also a Christmas trivia question.
Okay.
What holiday movie sequel includes a cameo by Donald Trump?
Home Alone 2. Lost in New York.
That is right.
I remember because he was one of the guests walking around the Plaza Hotel.
That is
right.
That
was Donald Trump before the power went to his head.
What famous Christian reformer is credited with being the first person to put lights on a Christmas tree?
Christian reformer. Ooh. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Huh? Martin Luther.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
According to Buddy the Elf, what are the four main food groups?
Oh. Let's see. This is a funny part of the movie. I'm sure I can remember all this. It was sugar. Is that one of them?
No.
Oh. Okay.
candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Ah, yes.
All righty, then. What unlikely duo, this is, I know, before your time. What unlikely duo recorded the song Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy in 1977?
A famous duo.
Again, they're getting harder.
That one I'm not sure of.
Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Mm-hmm. So, who recorded the melancholy holiday hit Hard Candy Christmas in 1982?
Hard Candy Christmas. I know I've heard that song before. Who sings it? I don't know.
Dolly Parton. In The Nightmare Before Christmas, what does Jack Skellington mistakenly call Old Saint Nick?
Ah, a Sandy Claus. A claws like a lobster.
Yep, Sandy Claus. Two more.
Okay.
What is the name of the hot spiced cider that's a Yuletide tradition for many?
Oh, I feel like I know this one. I think.
Well, let's give the answer so we can get some one more question. Oh. Wassail.
Oh.
Wassail. All right, and our final question. Okay. In what country do people celebrate Christmas by eating chicken from KFC?
Wasn't that a Germany?
Japan. We'll be right back.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. One of my favorite parts of the job is getting a chance to talk to student athletes, get a chance to do so many games, but also get a chance to sit in studio and talk to our student athletes. And recently had a chance to talk to a really terrific young man, Bennett Mattson, a senior from Wausau West High School, outstanding football and basketball player for the Warriors. And here's that conversation. It's basketball season, but I got to ask you about the football season because I had a really solid campaign for Wausau West, made it to the playoffs, wide receiver for the Wausau West Warriors. What was your takeaway on your football season? Because, again, you became a real big target on the outside. You had to battle a couple of bumps and bruises along the way, but what was your takeaway on your senior season on the gridiron?
Yeah, well, going into it, my main goal is just to have fun, and at the end of the season, I did accomplish that goal. I had fun, and, you know, yeah, I did. I sprained my ankle at the beginning of the season. That was
right away.
Yeah, that was
the scrimmage.
Yes, right in the scrimmage. That was difficult to get through, but I was able to make it back for week one against Superior. Just every week I fought through that, and we did have some quarterback troubles with injuries. Had to go through three.
Yeah.
And
actually four.
Yeah, four. Yeah. I'd say it was a great season, and I had a lot of fun, and definitely had to battle some adversity, but overall very positive.
I don't know if high school athletes think about this or not. Is it important to be a multi-sport athlete? I think from a coaching standpoint, from a spectator of sports, I think it is. I think there's a lot of things to be gained by playing more than one sport if you're able to do that. Do you think about that at all? Is that a big deal to you, the different trainings, different styles, jumping from season to season, or massive commitments in your time and your daily lives?
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a big transfer of just athleticism from sport to sport. Like, for example, just going up and getting the ball in football, and it really translates over to just going at the rim in basketball. And, just a lot of those different key elements. In track, you're just getting fast. So, obviously, it's going to help you throughout other elements of your sports. And just, like, creating friendships and getting involved and just all those connections you can make through those sports with other kids from other schools, too, is just so important, and it's going to help you down the road, too.
You had your share of highlight film catches, and I think you hit it on the head. Some of the skills going after the basketball you used on the football field, where there was a lot of one-on-ones or even one-on-twos where you had the ability to get your body in the right position to have an opportunity to make the catch, and then sometimes it felt like it was like a one-handed grab as
as well. So was there a direct connection between maybe some of your basketball experiences from last season that allowed you to make a few of those really spectacular catches during the football season?
For sure. You know, last year throughout the basketball season, Coach Lemons really harped on me to go strong at the basket. And throughout the summer and our 7-on-7 football league, I kind of just translated that over into I go, Jack, throw me the ball and I'm going to go get it. And, you know, it translated back into the fall. Yeah, just like you said, someone's on me and I was just going to go get that ball.
Well, and then, you know, slide into the basketball season here. You guys had
couldn't wait to slide into the basketball season. Well, you missed your basketball, with, yeah. I tell you.
I'll go. You want to transition or you want me to?
No, you can transition. Okay.
All right. So sliding into, you know, I think it's a great idea when coaches and players and, you know, you give up a little bit extra to holidays to play these days because there's teams that stay dormant and don't go into that schedule. So I think it's always neat when teams are hosting a turkey tournament or a Christmas tournament. Those types of things are a lot of fun. So, but I also think you get to learn a lot early on about your team. So, you know, we channel good and more some of the games you played. But what were some of the things in this early schedule here that when you got to, you know, participate in the games over there at West that you thought, wait, hey, this is great. This is stuff we're doing really well early on. And then maybe here's something that I really want to see us improve on and get better from a player's standpoint.
Yeah, well, I think our team chemistry just as a whole is really, really good right now. We're all just a very tightly wound unit. And I think definitely early on in the season, like Dan Garrett said before, we just got to slow things down. And I think that goes for a lot of teams early on in the season. Just kind of get some of our actions going and really get the best looks that we can on the glass. And, I'd say those are probably the two things that we've taken away the most out of those first two games, the Turkey Shootout.
And, you know, spectators have sometimes the most fun because they can make a judgment call, make a statement. They don't have to be held accountable for it. So the things when we hear about West basketball is not a lot of size, right? Not a lot of things in the middle. And I've had teams where you've had an undersized center, or you got kids that'll play hard in the middle, and they're maybe playing out of position because they'll do the job for you. What's been kind of your takeaway since you said, you know, I got to go get to the rim, I got to get inside there, kind of fight in the middle a little bit for the size of our team. How did anything play out this weekend with that? Because I know Madison East had a couple bigger guys, and I know as you get into your conference play, some of these teams are going to have some good size guys, and I know you guys will, just from what I've seen out of West basketball, you're going to dogfight it and make it just miserable for them, but size is tough sometimes. So what's your role in how you go up against that size and how you approach it and what you do to maybe make the game a little better for you guys?
Yeah, well, last year I played our five spot starting, so that was definitely a big challenge for me. You know, I just had to go down there and just fight nonstop. Yeah. But this year, I've definitely had some relief. We've had Nico Federici and Brady Phelps. They are both also playing for us, and they've definitely taken a lot of pressure off me having to guard those big guys. And but it's been very nice. My role right now, I guess, is kind of a power forward, kind of that wing guy that looks inside and just looks to drive. But sometimes I do get in that five spot, and especially when I have to guard there, I definitely have some moves that I've learned over the years guarding that five spot as kind of a smaller guy. Just really using my legs and getting into them with my knees and just being quick into that ball. And
it's always fun when you win the war and you're not supposed to because the bigger guy's supposed to win and he doesn't.
Yeah.
Cool.
Again, we're talking to Bennett Matson from Wausau West on 98.9 WXCO. You mentioned a couple of names of your teammates. And again, it just felt like watching your team on Saturday. There were so many guys that were able to step up and to be able to be contributors. Who else does you look out there and maybe lean on in a certain situation for your team? Because, again, it's not a case where I think an opponent can look at one player and try to slow him down. There's a lot of kids that can step up. Who else are keys for the Wausau West Warriors and the success for this year?
I mean, first, you obviously have Griffin Lang. I mean, he's like my best friend. So, we've been playing basketball together for a while, so we have a really good connection. So it's always fun to go out on the court and play with him. You saw at the end of the first half of that Madison East game, you know, he just took control. Green got set for him. He weaved through two guys and was able to get the ball out to me. And so, he's definitely able to dictate the court and really has great court awareness, can get to the hoop. So he's an awesome player to have next to you. And then Marcus McDonald, he's a great defender, great at getting to the hoop. It's always nice to kick it out to him and him attack the baseline and get us a score. And then, but yeah, we have a pretty deep bench this year, so it's nice to take some wear and tear off some guys and get some other guys in, and yeah.
One other thing about this group that, again, it's early, obviously, but I've seen a number of you guys perform previously. There's not selfishness. I don't sense any kind of selfish play out there. Sometimes it almost feels like some of you guys should take a little bit more selfishness because I think you're all great team players. But is that the sense as well that you know that you can pass the ball to one of your teammates? It's not going to become a black hole, correct?
Yeah. So with that, it's just trust. We all just have a lot of trust in each other, and as I mentioned earlier, we're all very good friends. So if something were to go bad, we can hold each other accountable and know everything's gonna be okay. And I think another piece to this too is none of us are really looking to play like D1 basketball or really trying to get ourselves out there, so in that sense we're more willing to give up the ball and let other people score and not be the highlight player, because we know that we're just looking for the win and looking to have fun and have a positive experience.
And looking, you know, coaches are going to tell you, like we talk with Coach Garrett, take one game at a time and not get too far out. But Chad and I have talked a number of times about how deep the valley seems to be. There's no night off. There's just good teams waiting around the corner for whenever you play anybody, and this team can beat this person. What do you think about the – I mean, you've had your time. You've spent in it. You probably have your rivals, your places you don't want to play, your places you can't wait to play. Certain individuals who can't wait to play against, or you know, it's going to be a tough night playing with them because they're just a good opponent. What's your take on the valley? Because from top to bottom, I think it's a war, and it's probably deeper than it ever has been. So, what's your take on the valley a little bit this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. It's going to be one of the toughest years I think that we've had in the valley, and I mean, even last year was tough. And then we have a bunch of people that were juniors returning as seniors, along with Wausau West, and. Yeah, that just makes for a lot of heavy competition. Like you said, it's going to be a dogfight. I think every single game, there's going to be no days off.
Do you have a favorite opponent in that conference you like to mark on the calendar that you like to play against every year?
I mean, you can't be from Wausau West and not want to beat Wausau East. So obviously, they took us down pretty hard last year, and so we're looking to come back and take it to them this year.
I'm on the same lines. It's always interesting to talk about those rivalries because obviously that's the obvious one, West and East. But when West plays Everest, there's a, kind of a different feel to it, both in football and in basketball. How do you compare when you play East as compared to playing Everest?
Well, I mean, East doesn't have as big of a population as Everest. So when we play Everest, and it's another one of those crosstown rivals, but I wouldn't say it's as big as East. The gym gets packed, and so there's a lot of energy, and that's always very fun to play in. But I'd say those two are very similar, but I'd say East comes out a little on top as a bigger opponent and a team that we want to take down a little more.
Let's step away from the basketball for a moment. What's your favorite class in school?
I'd have to say my favorite class is probably our marketing classes. We have a really good marketing department at West, and so all those classes are
Well, who's your favorite teacher?
I'd have to go Mr. Hurt from the marketing department.
Do you have any ideas on maybe where you will be going to school next year? Is that your plans to continue going to school?
I'm still waiting on a couple of responses from colleges, but right now, I mean, UW-Madison, it's always fun to go there. You know, I've grown up there my whole life, and so that's probably number one on my list, but yeah.
You have a brother that I remember watching.
Yeah.
How does having somebody that's sort of gone through the process of being athletically inclined and you know, going through maybe some of the same steps that you have, was that something that's helped you in terms of your success in athletics at Wausau West?
For sure. He's always pushed me to be better. You know, there's always friendly banter between us. And, throughout the years, you know, he was a senior, I was a freshman, and we'd come home during the summer, we'd play one-on-one basketball in the lawn, throwing the football, and he's always kind of been a big role model for me and taught me how to go through life. And so, I got to definitely thank him for where I've gone and where I continue to go.
Where's Will right now?
He's at UW-Madison.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. When you busy, multiple sport athlete, interested in some of your classes, it gets busy. I mean, it's nonstop from what I see out of student athletes around the area. What do you like to do to like get away or do something different? What's your extra hobbies, extra interests?
Well, during the winter, I love to ski. Gotcha. And it's hard because it's a little wear and tear on my body. But
your coaches must be holding.
I was just
going to
say, is Coach Lemons okay?
Go ahead, kid. We live right on the ski hill, so I can just walk right through my backyard and hit the slopes, and so that's definitely a lot of fun. A lot of my friends ski, so we'll meet up there and go for about 2 or 3 hours, and yeah, it's just a nice getaway. Maybe put my AirPods in and listen to some music and clear my mind, yeah.
Do you have any goals for this season basketball-wise?
You know, same with football, just have fun. It's my senior year, and I'm just trying to make the best of it with my teammates.
Anything else, Jeff?
I'm good if you want to go to the last
one. Yeah, let's go to the last one. We always ask our student-athlete guest one question to wrap it up. Obviously, you've been through it. You've been through it in multiple sports, so you've had the experience. For a younger teammate, maybe somebody who's a freshman who's just joining the program at the varsity JV level, just part of the program, obviously, based on what you've learned, what piece of advice would you give a younger teammate that's just starting their journey that you're getting closer and closer to crossing the finish line with?
I just say have energy and always be willing to go out there, take the rep, and just really make every moment count. Because I mean, looking at me as a 6 foot, 180-pound center, especially last year, you know, I just I didn't take any reps for granted, and I was always working to get ready for all those games where I had to guard some of those bigger opponents. And so, yeah, just for those underclassmen, I'd say just get in there, make every rep count, and take advantage of the moment.
What will you miss most about high school athletics when graduation stops? It's going to end it for everybody. So what will you miss most that you log so many hours, whether it's running track, playing football, doing basketball?
For me, I'd say I love to lift. And so for me, I think one of the big things I'm going to miss is just having a goal as to where I want to be physically. And then obviously the friendships that I've made, you can't take that for granted. And so
Bennett Mattson, Wausau West High School senior. Always great to talk to terrific young people. And that was another great conversation from the Big High School Sports Show. We'll take a break. Come right back. More Christmas trivia with Ian and more here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmesoe, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Final segment of this Christmas Eve edition of the program. Real quickly, though, we did not announce what your final totals were for the Christmas trivia earlier.
Yeah, how'd I do?
In the end, we got through 63 different questions. You got 40 right and 23 wrong, so that means 63.5% correct. So well above the 50% threshold. So very successful. And it shows you know your stuff when it comes to Christmas.
Also, I learned something new from the questions I didn't know.
There you go.
That's always a good thing.
And hopefully everybody else. I would not have got that many right. I know that for sure. So congratulations.
Thank you.
A victory to start things off. But we always finish up our day with our daily history lesson. And today being December the 24th of 2024, some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1818, Silent Night was composed by Franz Xaver Gruber and Joseph Moore. On this date in 1931, New York City construction workers at the future site of Rockefeller Center dragged in a 12-foot Christmas tree and decorated it with tin cans and paper. The first official Rockefeller Center tree with 700 blue and white lights appeared 2 years later. On this date in 1968, the crew of Apollo 8 entered into orbit around the moon, becoming the first humans to do so. They performed 10 lunar orbits and broadcast live TV pictures that became the famous Christmas Eve broadcast, one of the most watched programs in history. On this date in the year 2000, Christmas Eve, the Miami Dolphins edged the New England Patriots 27-24, but the teams left the field with 3 seconds left on the clock. 36 minutes later, they were called back to the playing field to play the final 3 seconds. The final score did not change.
And on this date in 2014, a live Ebola sample was mistakenly sent to a U.S. Centers for Disease Control laboratory that did not meet safety and security standards for handling the virus. That was not good. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Dr. Anthony Fauci. He is 84 years old today. And despite what people like Donald Trump say, he is truly an American hero.
He is.
Anil Kapoor from Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol and Slumdog Millionaire is 68. Ricky Martin, La Vida Loca. I forget what the exact title of his famous hit was. Living La Vida Loca. Ricky Great Martin. Song. Ricky is 53 years old today. Author Stephanie Meyer, the person behind the Twilight series, 51 years old. TV host Ryan Seacrest, now the host of Wheel of Fortune. He is 50 years old today. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday on Christmas Eve, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Special events, it's Christmas Eve.
Yes, it is.
It's also Eggnog Day. I've never had eggnog. Pretty old. I've never had eggnog.
I have had it a couple of times. It's actually not that bad.
And also, it's National Chocolate Day, but there's multiple National Chocolate Dates. There's a Chocolate Day in October. There's a World Chocolate Day in July. And now it's National Chocolate Day here on Christmas Eve.
Chocolate is so good, we need multiple days, apparently.
That is exactly right. All right, it's time for our number for the day quiz. And we give Ian Welsh always three different choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three correct. 33% is always the goal. Be above 33% for a passing grade. Below 33% is a failing grade. And you always want to get above 50%. And in this case, for this week, 50% itself would be a winning week. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. And 80% is his best week so far. He's never had a perfect 100% correct week.
Not yet.
All right. Our number for the day. The number of phones that are tossed, thrown out by Americans each year. This number makes no sense to me. I don't know. I'm almost tempted to try to find another one real quickly, but I have no idea off the top of my head another one that would be a good one to pick.
If only there was a Christmas one we could do.
I know. All righty, but we're going to go with it. Is the correct answer 151 million? Is the correct answer 351 million? Is the correct answer 551 million? Phones tossed by Americans each year. 151 million, 351 million, or 551 million.
You mean like thrown away? Or
thrown away. Just toss out. That's what I take it as.
151, 351, or 551
million. Yeah. I think there's more than... That's more than people in the United States, 551. That's odd.
Okay, I just taking a shot here. I'm going to say 351 million. I'm going to meet in the middle, I'd say. It's my final answer.
You always have the crutch of the middle.
I don't know the answer. I just tried
151 million.
Really? Is that that many? I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I thought maybe you figured out that all those numbers are way too big. I don't know where they got this number from, but I thought maybe he'll figure it's out weird. It's the little one. But nevertheless, that was a bad number. I almost feel bad for giving it to you. Maybe on Thursday we'll
that's really give good on the Christmas trivia. So
we'll give not... you yeah, we'll give you a double dose or something maybe on Thursday just to make up for that bad one. Hey, have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, Jay. Merry Christmas, everybody. And a happy new year, too.
Exactly. Everybody have a wonderful Christmas. Tomorrow, again, we will be off because of the Christmas special programming. And we'll be back Thursday morning starting at 8 a.m. Thanks again for being with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.